WJTL bringing you River Valley Worship World Needs Jesus. Seth Schleter counting my blessings before that. Good morning, 720.
Good morning. Your weather forecast today is looking mostly cloudy with a high of 42. Tonight we'll see some clouds and possibly some flurries with a low of 34. And for Winning Wednesday, cloudy, high of 41. It's currently cloudy and 33 here at the Junction Center.
Our friend Brian Smith with us this morning. He's the executive director of Lebanon County Christian Ministries. Good morning again, Brian.
Good morning.
You told us about your open house last night at your new shelter at your other location, which is just fantastic. It sounds great. But in addition, you guys do a lot of other stuff.
Yeah, our main location is where we provide clothing assistance and then food distribution. So we have a free new meal. And then we have our market on 7th, which is a real big project that we launched back in July and has been going extremely well.
Tell us about that. What do you guys do?
Yeah, so we changed up the way we do food distribution. Part of our strategic plan a couple years ago was to institute best practices in all the work that we do. And one of those was in food distribution. So we used to do prepackaged boxes that were individualized for a family, but the family wasn't choosing what was going in. Our volunteers were. Nationally, the data suggests about 50% of those food items would be either thrown away or redonated because they're things that people didn't want. And
right.
It seems really nice on the outside to say, oh, somebody's going to shop for me, until it's stuff you don't want.
Right. Right, right.
So we had hired a nutrition program manager, and Maria's been a rock star for us. She came in, really redesigned the way we did our work. We've engaged more volunteers than we ever have before, and we've intentionally used words, because words are powerful, to create an environment that is dignified, respectful, and that really empowers people to make decisions. So the market itself is called the Market on 7th, instead of the food pantry, and we have goals. The number of items that folks are going to get is their goal, instead of limits, so that, you know, just from a word side of the house.
I love that.
We have different types of shopping carts. The environment is very just more markety. The colors, the floors, the concrete floor, it's polished. And we have fresh produce, frozen meats, milk, eggs, and just really empower folks to make choices. And, you know, we have families that come in and shop together. It's a beautiful space.
So they get to pick things that they want, know how to cook, and it empowers them to feed their families.
Sure. And we just, you know, our volunteers, we tell them all the time, you've got two responsibilities. One is to love on everybody that's coming through.
Yeah.
And the second is to keep them moving, because our volume is really, really busy. We're doing 50 to 60 households an hour. We do 4 3-hour blocks throughout the week, Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. And Thursdays are a nighttime distribution.
Wow.
And so we're doing about 850 households every 2 weeks. And average return is about 1.5 visits per month. So 50% of our folks are coming only one time a month and supplementing their other resources.
That's amazing. How many volunteers are you guys utilizing? Do you have a guess?
So I know that we've grown in the last 6 months by over 45 individual volunteers. Our ministry is probably touched by about 200 different volunteers on a monthly basis between our free meal and our market and the shelter. We couldn't do it without volunteers.
That's amazing. If folks would want to volunteer, can they sign up online?
Yeah. On our website, www.lccm.us, and there's a volunteer tab on there.
And how about your Uplift program?
Yeah,
tell us about that.
Man, we launched this Uplift program January of last year, and this is a deep dive. This is the dirty work. So we have two life coaches now that engage family units and walk side by side with them from a 9 to 12 month walk. And we do goal setting, and they get to shop in a separate pantry, and we have a fund that we use to break barriers down for them for success. And you know, I'm not a big reader, but I just got a note. We got our 9-month assessment yesterday, and in that program, we evaluate a couple scores. Our self-sufficiency increased by 17%. Our financial well-being increased by 126%.
Wow.
Our social supports increased by 19%, and our self-efficacy increased by 8%. And this is a quote from one of our Uplift guests. Life today is so much different than it was when I first started the Uplift program. I'm so grateful for the gifts this program has given us to better our lives, that will help us to continue to succeed and improve our future. And I think that's a testament to the incredible work that's being done.
Yeah.
It's just one of the awesome things that we're doing.
I love what you guys are doing. If folks want more information, they can visit you online.
You bet.
Yeah, check it out. Go to lccm.us. Find out all about what Lebanon County Christian Ministries is doing. And if you want to be a volunteer or donate, you can do that as well. lccm.us. Brian, it's always great to have you here. Thanks for coming back.
Thank you.
Yeah, have a great rest of your day. Back to the music we go. Here's Chris Tomlin. I Will Follow You, WJTL.